This is the story of Veronica Cosa. Just Do It. Yes, you. Veronica Cosa's story. Veronica Cosa was raised by her grandmother and aunt in a small rural area of KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. A generous neighbor paid for Veronica's schooling, and the young woman returned the favor by entering nursing, a profession that helps others. After a stint in 1957 to 1960, working as a student at a mission hospital, Veronica became a midwife in a Pretoria clinic. Traveling from home to home, Veronica discovered the importance of accommodating care to the values and beliefs of her patients. She recalls one instance when she was assisting a difficult delivery in a home 65 kilometers from the nearest hospital. Her client, in heavy labor, insisted on going outdoors to talk to the thunder and lightning raging outside. Veronica let her go. The woman returned to the house, soaked, but fully cooperative, and the baby was born 10 minutes later. At the clinic, Veronica was asked to wash dishes because she was not a registered nurse. Believing that everyone is qualified to care for others and shunning distinctions based on rank, she refused. She returned to school to finish her nursing degree and passed with honors in 1970. In 1990, she helped start a center in Pretoria to test for HIV/AIDS. But the frustration of telling people they had HIV/AIDS only to watch them die led her to resign after a few years. Hospitals would not admit people with HIV/AIDS for fear that staff would catch the virus. So Veronica started asking the questions. Who is looking after people sick at home? From that question, Tatini Home Care Services was born. Veronica's organization, Tatini Home Care Services, offers counseling and support services to infected and affected persons and provides home-based care that is affordable, accessible, equitable, and efficient. It enhances the collective capacity of the community to provide care and support, and it enables ancillary healthcare providers to cope with the chronically ill. Finally, it teaches and advises the ill person and family members or friends about relevant aspects of healthcare, infection, and wellness. Veronica and her staff of nurses train community care workers in home-based nursing. Once a patient is referred to Tatini, a nurse accompanies a community care worker who lives near the patient to assess the illness and develop a care plan. The community care worker, with help from the professional staff, then trains family members and relatives to take care of the ill person in a way that takes into account his or her wishes. If we find someone sleeping comfortably on newspapers, says Veronica, we bring more newspapers. We use their own remedies. The idea is to transfer skills to the family or friends so that the Tatini workers and volunteers form a support base for advice and monitoring. A district team consisting of a physiotherapist, an occupational therapist, a professional nurse, a medical doctor, and a social worker comes in to assist with developing the care plan and to provide access to medication. When necessary and possible, patients are referred to hospitals. Tatini is starting projects to support orphans, teach patients how to earn money, form support groups, and teach skills to patients and family members. It counsels patients and families about the disease and about bereavement. The Gauteng provincial government has adopted Veronica's model of home-based care and implemented it in the district of Mamelodi. Lobbying by Veronica and her colleagues has moved the Department of Health to introduce palliative treatment into its training curriculum for nurses and doctors. Veronica is now sharing her ideas and experiences with workers in other parts of the country. She conducts workshops with churches and citizen organizations to encourage the spread of home care and is planning to write a book about her experiences and techniques as a basis for establishing her model elsewhere. Veronica's idea is gaining international attention. Tatini was the only group asked to produce a report on care of the terminally ill for the 1997 World Health Organization, WHO, conference in Geneva. The World Health Organization chose Veronica's project to provide case studies on family and community care for people and by people with HIV/AIDS. In addition to recognition by the World Health Organization, Veronica was invited to participate in a conference in the United States about care of the aging in rural communities. Rejecting the premise that healthcare is something devised by experts and imposed on patients, Veronica has created an environment where chronically ill patients command respect and can make decisions about their own health. In a country where the formal healthcare system is unable to treat the millions of people ill with HIV, AIDS, and other diseases, Veronica has established home-based healthcare that teaches family and friends to care for the ill and even to rehabilitate them. She engages healthcare workers and teaches skills to the young people by employing retired nurses and others to conduct healthcare training in the community. Her project creates healthcare that not only improves people's lives, but uses resources in the most effective way. Veronica learned about the HIV/AIDS epidemic firsthand nursing infected patients in 1990 in Mamelodi, a township outside Pretoria. Her office was inundated with families seeking help for dealing with dying people. Veronica started keeping statistics and found that in Mamelodi, 427 bedridden people were not being cared for by anyone. Veronica decided to create her project after she witnessed one of the many personal tragedies of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. A client of hers, alone in a locked room with barred windows, asked for water and then gasped and fell dead to the floor. Veronica Cosa has designed a prototype home-based nursing service that has influenced healthcare policies nationally and internationally. Her work has changed the lives of many chronically and terminally ill patients in South Africa's Gauteng province. Veronica Cosa saw a need, and she just did it. She created a new system to help that need. What should you just do? What can you do differently? What can you do that you have never done before? Why should you just do something?